Hello.
Hi, can I speak with Stacey?
Yeah, speaking.
Yeah, hi there. It's Elliot returning the call from MMA Legal.
Hey.
For the Scottish redress claim. Are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, thanks.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. So, yeah, all we do need to do today, to be fair, is just confirm a few details for yourself, take a very brief statement, and we can look at getting this process for you, okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah, just to confirm, I've got your name. Is it Miss or Mrs.?
Miss.
Miss Stacey Leonard?
Yeah.
Yeah, and would you have been known by any other names when you was younger at all?
No.
No, no worries. And the best email address that I've got is stacedecryl1610@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and can you just confirm your date of birth for me?
28/04/1988.
Perfect, thank you. And just your current door number and postcode as well?
2, and it's Delta Delta 97 Alpha Sierra.
Perfect, and that's Ward's Road?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant, thank you. So what age was it that you was placed into care?
Started at 4, and then I didn't leave till 18.
Okay, no worries. So would you know what your parents' names was then, or would you not be sure of that?
Susan Leonard, which is Nyla Sells.
Yeah.
And I don't know about my father.
No, no worries. Just a moment. The only reason why we're asking is just obviously if, you know, your mother's name is down on any of the forms or anything like that, it'll just help us locate your documents a little bit easier as all. So obviously, I know you was in obviously care from such a young age, from 4. Do you know where you was first placed at all, or?
In Arbroath.
In where, sorry?
Arbroath.
Arbroath. Do you know the name of the place where you was, or?
49 Millgate Lawn, I think.
Sorry, that was.
It was with
the
foster carers. It was with actual foster carers.
Yeah, just one moment then, sorry.
Okay.
It'll be Angus Council, won't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What we can do is we'll contact, like I said, Angus Council and we'll get all the information off them at the time. So was you with the same, was you with multiple foster families then for years?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, so from around 1992 till around... 2006. 2000. Yeah. Just one more. And was he always in like the Angus area then, was he?
Yeah.
Around kind of our broken.
Always by Angus Council, yeah.
No worries. So if you can just explain, sorry about this, but just explain just a little bit and briefly about what you did experience during your time.
So during my time, I experienced like emotional abuse, sexual abuse.
Yeah, sorry to hear that. So you did obviously, like you said, experience sexual abuse from like one of the foster families, was it? Sorry.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that. Did the government and whatnot find out about that and move you away, or did you not manage to tell anybody back then? Or
I didn't manage to tell anyone.
No, thank you. Of course. Like I say, it can be a really scary experience, to be fair, can't it? So, I am sorry to hear, obviously, like I say, what you had to go through at the time. Just one moment. And was there ever any, like, physical abuse or anything like that as well?
From the first family that I went to, I was actually removed because of abuse. I think they were struck off the register in the end.
Yeah. So, due to physical abuse, and you got moved away, and they ended up getting struck off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I'm really sorry about everything that you have to go through in regards to that. It's like you say, Angus Council, you know, your social workers, the people who have kind of placed you in these houses. Yeah. They should have never been putting you in these kind of situations to begin with, especially from such a young age.
True.
From the age of about, say, 4 years old and things like that. Is there anything else that you can think to hand? It's not a problem if not. I mean, like I said, I don't want to, you know, go into too much detail. You have already told me a lot, but is there anything in particular that you can think that you'd like me to put?
No, I don't think so.
No worries. So what I'm going to do is, I will just write this, like, a little bit, statement into a little bit more detail than, obviously, you know, than, just one moment, so. I just want you to know as well, obviously, I know it's obviously not all about the money, obviously, going through what you've gone through, you will just kind of, a lot of people do say that they do just want to feel like they heard as well, you know, that from what they've gone through that somebody does acknowledge it. But just so you are aware as well, that the average refund at the moment it is usually anywhere between £42,000 and £68,000.
Okay.
So obviously, I know that it isn't all about the money, but I'm sure obviously if we can get you something around that, you know, kind of mark back for compensation, that would help you massively as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've got 6 kids of my own.
Yeah. Right. I see. Yeah. So obviously, you would could like say anything could help when you got that many children.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, not a problem. No problem. Like I said, in regards to details and whatnot, that's all I'm going to need from yourself as well. So thank you for obviously confirming that with me as well. Just one more thing I do need to confirm. You don't suffer from any kind of, like, terminal illness at the moment, do you? No. Perfect.
No.
So touch wood, but obviously if anything was to happen to yourself during the time of this claim, we do just need to put a beneficiary down, somebody who you'd want to receive the money if anything was to happen to you. Who would you like us to put down as a beneficiary for yourself?
Declan Ellis.
Declan, how's the surname spelled, sorry?
Ellis.
Perfect, no worries. And would you have a contact number for Declan at the moment?
I don't off the top of my head.
Fine. Just hold on one moment. I'll just confirm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no worries. Shall I just put your number down for now then if you've not got a... Yeah, no worries, that's perfectly fine. And, yeah, no worries. So, like I said, just obviously in regards to getting this claim processed for yourself now, Stacey, it's a really simple process, to be fair. All we basically need from yourself is a proof of ID, so like a picture of like a passport or a driver's license or something like that, and also just a proof of address as well, like any kind of letter that's dated within the last 3 months.
Yeah.
Would you have them to hand at the moment?
I don't have any photographic ID. I've only got a birth certificate.
Right, okay. Do you have even like a bus pass or anything like that?
No.
Or... No, not a problem. What we can use... No, it's not a problem. Basically, if you don't have an ID, what we can do is we can accept 3 different proof of addresses. So if you've got 3 different letters in your home...
Yeah.
That are all dated within the last 3 months and they've all got your name and address on, we can accept that for you.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to send you a message on WhatsApp now. Is there any chance that you can just get to take pictures of all 3 of those pages for me and send them over on WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Whilst you're sending them, I'm just going to get the form sent over for you as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've just sent you a message on WhatsApp now. You can just get those pictures taken and I'll get the form sent over for you now as well, okay?
Okay, no worries.
Thank you. One moment.
Okay.